तथा कामाशयो जीव उच्चावच पथा भ्रमन् उपर्यधो वा मध्ये वा जातिदिष्टं प्रिया प्रियं खित्परितो यथा दीनः सारमेयो गृहं गृहं चरन् विन्दति यद्दिष्टम् दण्डम् ओदनैव वा तथा कामाशयो जीव उच्चावच्च पथा भ्रमन्
उच्चापात प्राभ्रमन्
उपर्यधो वा मध्ये वा
उदरयो अधो वा मध्ये वा
जातिदिष्टं प्रिया प्रियं
जातिदिष्टं प्रिया प्रियं
ट्रांसलेशन खित परिता ओवरकम बाय हंगर यथा आज दीनः पुअर सारमेय ए डॉग गृहम फ्रॉम वन हाउस गृहम टू अनदर हाउस चरण वांडरिंग विंदति रिसीव्स यत हुज दिष्टम अकॉर्डिंग टू डेस्टिनी दंडम पनिशमेंट ओदनम फूड एव सर्टेनली बा आर तथा सिमिलरली कामाशय पर्सुइंग डिफरेंट टाइप्स ऑफ डिजायर्स जीव द लिविंग एंटिटी उच्च हाई अवच लो पथा अने पाथ भ्रमण वांडरिंग उपरी हाई अधः लो बा अर मध्य इन द मिडिल बा अर जाति गोस्ट वार्ड दिष्टम अकॉर्डिंग टू डेस्टिनी प्रिय प्लीजिंग अप्रियम नॉट प्लीजिंग ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन द लिविंग एंटिटी इज एग्जैक्टली लाइक ए डॉग हु ओवरकम विथ हंगर goes from door to door for some food. According to his destiny, he sometimes receives punishment and is driven out, and at other times receives a little food to eat. Similarly, the living entity, being influenced by so many desires, wanders in different species of life according to destiny. Sometimes he is high and sometimes he is low. Sometimes he goes to the heavenly planets, sometimes to hell, sometimes to the middle planets, and so on. Purport. The living entity's position is herein linked to a dog's. By chance, a dog may have a very rich owner, and by chance, he may become a strict dog. As the dog of a rich man, he will live very opulently. Sometimes in Western countries, we hear of a master leaving millions of dollars to a dog in his will. Of course, there are many dogs loitering in the street without food. Therefore, to liken the conditional existence of the living entity to that of a dog is very appropriate. An intelligent human being, however, can understand that if he has to live the life of a dog, then he had best become Krishna's dog. In the material world, A dog is sometimes elevated and is sometimes on the street. But in the spiritual world, Krishna's dog is perpetually, eternally happy. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has therefore sung, Vaishnava Thakura Tumara Kukura Boliya Janaha More. In this way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur offers to become a Vaishnava's dog. A dog always keeps himself at the master's door and does not allow any person unfavorable to the masters to enter. Similarly, one should engage in the service of a Vaishnava and try to please him in every respect. Unless one does so, he does not make spiritual advancement apart from spiritual advancement in the material world. If one does not develop his qualities in goodness, he cannot be promoted to the higher planetary system. As confirmed by Bhagavad Gita, Urdham Gacchanti Sattvastha Madhye Tishthanti Rajasaha Jaganya Gunavuttistha Adho Gacchanti Tamasaha. Those situated in the mode of goodness gradually go upward to the higher planets. Those in the mode of passion live on the earthly planets, and those in the mode of ignorance go down to the hellish worlds. There are many varieties of life in the different planetary systems, and these come about due to the living entities developing his qualities in goodness, passion, and ignorance. If one is in goodness, he is promoted to the higher systems. If in passion, he remains in the middle systems. And if in ignorance, he is pushed down to the lower species of life. Om Ajnanam Timirandhasya Jnanam Janasalakaya Chakhyur Unmilitam Jainam Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Jitapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganam Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitamsa Namang Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paschati Desatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jai Krishna Jagannatha, Jai Vaikuntha Namadri, Jai Deva Kripa Sindho, Jai Lakshmi Pate Prabhu, Jai Nirambuja Syama Nidaji Mutasanniva, Jai Padma Dhari Tribhyam Nisevita Padambujam, Janardana Jagat Bandho Saranagata Palaka, Tvam Dasa 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 Anam, Dasatvam Dehime Prabhu, Dasatvam Dehime Prabhu. So, in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, the talks between Narada and Prachinabarhi, the conclusion of Puranjana Upakhyana, analyzed by Narada Muni. In the previous verse, we heard that Deva Manusya Triyagba Jatha Karma Gunang Bhava, that the living entity, according to his particular modes of nature and quality, he has to get a particular type of body. And now, in these two verses, today's two verses, Naraj is giving an example how, by getting by his guna karma a particular body, how he is enjoying or suffering. The example Narada Muni is giving, Jatha, khyut pirito jatha dina saramayo. The example given comparison with living entities, dina saramayo. Saramayo means dog, and dina means poor. The poor dog, not a rich dog. That's why Prabhupada in the beginning of the purport, it said, some dogs are exceptional. They are adopted by a rich person, and they are living like princes, prince. So, So these ducks are not here given. So Narada Muni is saying poor duck, street. Phaltu kutte and paltu kutte. These are phaltu kutte. So Dina Saramaya Suhai, now exactly like Dina Saramaya, the poor dog, is putting his all effort to fulfill his belly. I heard from somewhere that all the species of life in the universe, material nature arranged prasadam for them, food for them. Only dog is exceptional. Nature has not giving any arrangement for dog to eat. The dog is exceptional animal. That's why dog always search for a master to get food. And I think you never ever see a dog having a big belly. They're always short of, they're always hungry. They cannot cook themselves, they cannot build a house, they can product anything, they cannot produce anything, nothing. If somebody will give them something or a dead body, they will eat. So that is by nature, they're like that. Nature never allows them. All other species arranged by nature, but except dog. So that's why, though human beings are very intelligent, definitely much more intelligent than dog, their intelligence are expanded. But why Narada is comparing this human being with this poor dog, unintelligent fellow? Because our intelligence has been stolen away by Maya. When we are trying to gratify our senses, especially in this modern world, in nowadays, any person, if you ask anybody, I asked many persons, those who are really educated and established in the society, if we ask them, sir, can you say what is your goal of life? What is your aim of life? They will become astonished. So I never faced this kind of question before. I have met many exam written by Baba, but never ever I faced this kind of question. What is my aim of life? Swamiji, nowadays, any human being, they comes to existence from childhood, they have to do hard labor, they have to study, serious study, they have to get good marks, good percentage. Maybe in each subject, two tuition master coach will be arranged to get a good high percentage. Then, is this the aim of life? No, this is the beginning. So then the whole aim of the getting good percentage and good education is to become a dog. Just like a dog cannot be happy, cannot be satisfied without finding a master who will supply him a food. Similarly, a highly educated, having good percentage in exam, a graduate cannot become happy without getting a job. Sometimes I see a boy having a high educational background, if he cannot get a job, then he used to commit suicide even. All their family members, their wife, everybody will say, what is the use of your study? You cannot get a job. You cannot become a servant. Useless. Degraded. So, is the aim of education to become a servant? Jnanam dadati vinayam. Totally different. So the education system nowadays is forcibly making us a dog. After getting the certificate, we have to moving our tail and searching for a master. Please accept me, please accept me. Please accept me, I want to be a dog, please. So applying various places to become a dog. Unless and until we become a good dog, we cannot be satisfied. Unless and until we get a job. So, that's why Naraji, from this, he is telling this, I mean, how long before, but he Trikaladarshi, he can see this thing happen. So exactly saying you are a strict dog, always searching for a master. And the example goes forward that Dina Saramaya, he is, in his whole 24 hours, he has to do 4 works, Ahar, Nidra, Bhaya, Maithun. But among these 4, the one is prominent, that is Ahar. All others are natural. Sleeping, he doesn't need a bed, doesn't need a house, doesn't need nothing. Anywhere, any place on the road, under the street, anywhere he can sleep. Anywhere, other thing, other three things he can do naturally anywhere. No demand for it. But for ahar, he has to do hard labor. He has to go here and there and search. And even if he tries so hard, but he cannot achieve according to his attempt, because it is according to prarabdha. Dishtam. Dishtam means prarabdha. Destiny. Lord Krishna in 10th Kanda Bhagavatam, when he was consoling Nanda Maharaj and other Brajavasis regarding Indra Puja, so he told a verse, the karmane jayante jantu karmane iva viliyate sukha dukkhaṁ bhayam khemaṁ karmane iva avipadyate. According to destiny, six things are fixed. What are those six things? First is birth. It is not in our hand. It is prarabdha. Who are, when, what kind of birth, in which family, everything is fixed. Janma, karmane jayante. Karmane iva viliyate, the death, that is not in our hand. That is for sure, but destiny, it is already predestined. Birth and death, and then sukhang, whatever happiness we will get, fixed, predestined. And unhappiness, miseries, that is also sukham, dukham, and also bhayam, and khemam. Khemam means sense of security. So all these six things are predestined, dishtam. It's already arranged, the time of your birth, by the law of nature, adrishtam, according to your prarabdha karma. Nobody can change it with whatever trial, whatever attempt. It cannot possible. So, similarly, the strict dog, the Dina Saramaya, putting his all effort and intelligence, running from one door to another door to get some food, but is he getting? No. He is getting dandang ba odanang ba. He is saying, yadishtam dandam. It is arranged by his destiny previously that he will get somewhere beating. Somebody chased him away. Somebody beat him. Somebody threw hot water on him. Beat him like anything. And somewhere, okay, dog will throw one dry chapati, something. He'll get something to eat, little food. All this not because of his attempt, all his trial. He may try so hard, but it is not because of his trial or attempt. It is because of his destiny. It is arranged. Before his birth, it is arranged. These things he will get in that much and this. It's arranged. In Hindi, there is a saying, khane khane mein likha hai, dane dane mein likha hai, khane wale ka naam. In each and every grains, it is written, who will eat this? It is fixed. It's called dishtam. It's arranged by prarabdha. So exactly like the poor strict dog, Dina Saramaya, the living entity, who is living, all living entity? No. The example given in comparison, Tatha Kama Sayo Jiva. The comparison is to the living entity who was Kama Saya. Tatha Kama Sayo Jiva. The living entity who are, Prabhupada given the word meaning pursuing different types of desires. We have already pursued by so many desires, so many kamanas, so many plans, projects. So these poor entities, human beings, they are trying their hard, putting all their efforts and intelligence, everything together, to somehow or other get some happiness by gratifying their senses. They're trying, no doubt, and sometimes they're getting also some satisfaction. As I told last time also, it is explained in Bhagavatam, that satisfaction is compared exactly just like a human being carrying a heavy load of 70-80 kilo on his head and walking. His head is paining like anything. Oh, such a heavy load, I can't walk. So because of suffering on his head, sometimes he wants to get rid of suffering. He's taking this heavy load, putting on his shoulder. Oh, now I'm relieved. Now head is okay. This fool is, the load is there on his shoulder. Just he took down from the head, put his shoulder, but he's thinking he's relieved. Then after few minutes, oh, my shoulder is aching, suffering. What to do? Then taking this, putting in another shoulder, oh, now it is okay. So for that minutes of relief, he is thinking he is happy. So all the time, whatever planning project we are trying in this material world for happiness is exactly like this. Only for that much. And we are so illusioned, we can understand. And we are trying again and again, life after life, year after year, for this chapala sukha. Chapala sukha like a flashing of light in the sky. Exactly for that moment. And we are trying hard for years and years. We are thinking, if we can get this, oh, then I will be happy. It's just if I can make this complete, if I can get this apartment done, if I this get this job done, or if I get that much amount, oh, then forget. Then I will be happy till then. I will do only bhajan. Forget. That's finished. But that is only our peculiar assumption. Never ever it will happen. There is no end, like a deer running after mirage. Exactly. Mruga Marichika. So, but here, the running, the trying, the attempts of living entity for menial sense gratification, pleasure, that is compared exactly to a poor, strict dog, how he is running from door to get some food. And he will never ever become satisfied fully. That's what I told. You will see never ever a dog having a good belly. No, he will never ever get good food. Always he is hungry. Always he is hungry. Though he does not need anything in his life except food. Everything is given by nature, arranged by nature except food. He does not need any home like a human being. If it is compared, the dog is compared to a human being at least need three things, minimum three things. They say roti, kapda, makan. Roti means the food and clothings, and a dwelling place. These three basic needs are needed for a human being. Must. Without this we can't live. But dog does not need no dwelling place needed. He does not need a place to build a house or apartment, nothing. He doesn't need any place, nothing. But only thing he needs, one of them is pudding. And for that he is putting all his intelligence, all his experience, all his effort, everything together and trying hard. But he is saying this tongue, jatha this tongue. Everything in vain, whatever is fixed, he will get it. Sometimes he will get punishment, sometimes get some little food. There is a nice story in Ramayana, Valmiki Ramayana, in the Uttarakhand. When Lord Ram coronated in Ajodhya after killing Ravana, so he arranged in his main gate one big bell. So any complainers, anybody petitioners come to see for any complaint or something, they have to ring the bell there in front. So then Lord Ram will say some complainer is there, so go and bring him, then what is the complaint, he will judge it. So for years together, the bell was not ringing for years together, because in Ram Rajya, everybody was so much satisfied. Nobody have any complaint to lodge. So much satisfied everybody. So for years and years and years together, no blame. Thousands of years. Ram ruled almost 11,000 years. So for thousands of years, no bell rang. It must be junked somewhere. It will never ever ring. But one day, morning, again and again, bell is ringing. Lord Ram said, what is going on? Some heavy complaint. Who is complaining? So immediately Ram was doing something. He said, Lakshman, go and see who is in the gate. Some petitioner is there. So Lakshman ran to the gate and he saw nobody is there. He said, no, nobody is there. So he came back and said, my dear brother, nobody is there. No, you go, check carefully. Who is ringing the bell? The bell is sounded for thousands of years, the bell never rang, but now it is ringing. So go and see carefully. I don't want to take any risk. Somebody will blame I came and you never listen to me. So Lakshman again went. And he said, no human being is there, one dog is sitting. And his head is broken, it is bleeding like anything. Then Lakshman says, are you ringing the bell? Yes. The dog started talking to Lakshman. So what is the complaint? Tell me, why your head is bleeding? You are suffering? Tell me, I can help you. He started again crying. He said, no. I don't want to tell you anything. Why? I want to tell only the king, Ram. What you can do for me? I came here to meet the king, not to you. Hari Baba. Okay, then come. Now I cannot go inside also. Why? Now I am low birth. I am a dog. I am not allowed. A dog is not allowed in a temple. Dog is not allowed in a Brahmin's house. Dog is not allowed in a king's palace. So how can I go inside? Now then what do you think? King will come outside or what? No, yes, either the king may come outside to see me, or he will have special permission and special arrangement for me in his palace, then I can go. So go and tell the king. Lakshman said, this dog is very naughty dog. So then Lakshman came back and he said, my dear Lord, he is one dog and suffering, his head is bleeding like anything and is crying and he is ringing the bell. Now, so what problem? Now he is not willing to say me anything. He is saying he wants to meet you. Now then bring him here. Now he needs your special permission, special arrangement, then he will come, otherwise not. Okay. He is not ordinary dog. Ramanushan, he is not ordinary dog. Okay. I have special permission, make all arrangements, he'll make seat ready for him. The dog will come and sit there. On the assembly of Lord Ram, Ram Darbar, the special asan, they arranged for the dog. So, okay, so now invite the dog to come inside the assembly hall. So Lakshman went with some security and all that. With great honor, they invite the, welcome the dog into the assembly. They give the proper asan to him. So then the dog pay proper obeisances to the Lord, to the king, and then started petitioning. So my dear Lord, I am suffering, you are seeing my condition. It's such a really I am suffering. So in my consideration I have not committed any offense, but one Brahman, his name is Sarvatha Siddha, he beat me such heavily that see my head is almost broken, such heavily bleeding. I don't know. So please consider and do proper judgment for me. Because you are Lord and you are the King and you are the Noyaram Dharma, so please do proper justice to me. So then in Ram Darbar, there are very elevated Brahmins, personalities, ministers were there. So then Lord Ram moved his face. Bhigu, Vasishta, Angira, all these big, big personalities were there. They asked them, So he said, okay, summon this Brahman. So then Lord Ram immediately noticed to bring this Brahman into the assembly hall. Sarvatha Siddha, they arrested him, bring him into the hall. So then they asked him, is it fact? You beat him so heavily? Yes, my Lord, what to do? I became very angry. Now why? Now actually the fact is that I am a Brahman. And I am a mendicant Brahman, I am a beggar. I am a small hut. I am to the next, that village I am staying. I am a poor Brahman living and begging. And yesterday was Ekadasi. I kept full fasting. And tomorrow is Parayan. I was really hungry like anything. And in the morning I went to beg something, some alms. Then I will do my Parayan, take my meal. And this dog was giving me trouble on the way even. When I was going, coming, he was always in front and back, he was giving me trouble. and then when I collect something and come back, and in my kutia he also followed with me, and I keep the whatever prasad, whatever I baked, and keep it, and just went to wash my hand and immediately come and start eating. In this moment he was in outside the gate. For 1 minute he immediately rushed and eat. Then I become really angry, because whole day and night I was kept fast, nirjala breath, and I was really hungry, and my anger go up to top, and I took my lathi and beat him heavily on his head. Oh, this thing happened. So then Lord asked, dog, is it fact? No, yes. Oh my Lord, tell me. You make me dog. What is the dog's nature? Dog cannot beg. If I go, who will give me? And he is Brahman. Everybody will give him. So he collected. So I followed him. Okay, I can get something from you. But he is so cruel. He never give me anything. Whole on the going track and coming track, I was following him. He knows it. And when he come, and he was careless. He didn't put the door. He didn't lock the door from inside. He keep it open. And I was looking inside. I was not entering the house. I was looking. He put the footstep there and went inside. And immediately I know, this is a chance. That is dog's duty. If somebody is not there, they immediately jump and eat. What can I do? That's what I should do. I am a dog. I have to have my food like this. And he knows that I am also hungry. He is hungry. I am also hungry. I am also suffering from appetite. And he came. He became so angry. I have not finished the full plate. And he bit me so severely. It's bleeding. I may have to die. So he is supposed to be a Brahmana. And a renounced person. Why he became so angry? I am a dog. What can I do? I was also hungry. So I ate. And ate because not my fault. I was sitting outside. When I saw it is not attended, he has gone inside keeping the food there. So I attend it. So that is not my fault. So now you judge. So then Lord Ram heard the both the parties. Then he asked all these ministers. So what to do? All these elevated ministers, they told, my dear Lord, actually, this Brahman supposed not to be angry. He finished all his good fight, everything finished by angry. Krodha Channala. So, but one thing, Brahman should not be punished. According to Vedic principle, a Brahman cannot be punished. But finally, you are the Supreme Lord, you are the knower of Dharma, so whatever you decide, that is final. That is our suggestion. So then Lord said, okay, Brahman is faulty and I cannot punish him, and dog is here with his application. I already promised him to satisfy him. So then Lord asked the dog, oh my dear dog, so how can you be satisfied? Now my dear Lord, if you want to take my suggestion, I will definitely tell, but you have to promise me, you have to fulfill my desire. Now, okay, I want to make you happy, so tell me. What kind of punishment you see that all our elevated ministers in Brahman should not be punished? Now I know that. Dog told, I know that. So if you want to really be satisfied, so this is my suggestion. Please accept. So dog started petitioning his suggestion. He said, my dear Lord, if you want to punish this Brahman according to my desire, then immediately bring a big elephant and decorate him nicely. And bring a procession party, kirtan groups, and band party, everything. And put this Brahman on the top of the elephant, decorate him, put a nice turban, and appoint him in the biggest mutt, Kalanjar mutt in Ajodhya, very opulent mutt, as a mahant, as the head priest of that Kalanjar mutt. This is meant, then I will become really happy, satisfied. Oh. Then Lord Ram immediately arranged what accordingly. All these ministers, Brahman, they object this. My Lord, what you are doing? He is supposed to get punishment, but he is getting award. He is getting promotion. He is a beggar, Brahman. Now he's making me like a king. Kalanjar Math is very opulent, very big math in Ajodhya monastery. And you are making him as appointing him as a chief. And doing Abhishek and Hathi and Karnati, everything. So then Lord Rama said, you people, okay, you know the Shastra, but you don't know the real fine intricacies of karma. But the dog does. He knows. So Lord Ram coronated the Brahman Sarvatha Siddha as the head, the chief of that Kalanjar monastery, Mahant. Then after that, all the ministers and all the elevated Brahmanas, they came together with the Lord and they request to the dog, please tell me, what is the mystery behind it? How come he bet you are going to die? And you punish him like that, you are become satisfied? Please tell me, what is the rahasya behind? So now the dog told, dog is telling, actually, I was in my previous life the head of in this mart. I was the mahant of in Kalanjar mart in my previous life. So I know. That's why I prayed a lot to make him the mahant of this mart. Because I was in my last life. And I'm telling, I was trying my best to please all the servants in the mart. Whoever was there, all the devotees, I am trying my best to fulfill their desire, to serve them, to facilitate them, and to keep whatever respect to all of them. According to my knowledge, I have not done anything. I was trying my best according to principle, according to dharma. I was respecting everybody and serving everybody and satisfying everybody. As far as my knowledge, I am doing. I was not so angry. But I don't know, because of some unknown mistake, even I don't know, because of some unknown mistake, in this life, after this such a high birth, I was a big Brahman, elevated person, I was the chief, the Mahant, head Mahant of Sri Mahant of Kalanjar Math, and after this Mahantai, in this life I become this dog, street dog, Dina Sarameya. So if I was such a nice personality, and if I can come down degraded to his Dina Sarame, a strict dog, then this Brahman is showing himself as a renounced person, but he's so angry. I am a dog. I was also hungry. I ate something and he bit me. He's killing me. So then he will get his real lesson. He will become Mahant. So that's why I prayed to make him. This is the appropriate punishment for him. Because Brahman cannot be punished, that I know also. So that is the appropriate punishment. And after that he told, that's why it is my observation, the dog is telling, that three things a person should not accept, three posts. Actually in Valmiki Ramana he said three posts. He is saying the head of a mutt, where Brahmans and Vaishnavas were there, the head of a mutt, and the head of a gosala, and the head of DT department, her DT worship going on. These three heads is very, 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 very dangerous. You may not know, some unknowing mistake. I have done some unknowing mistake, then I am in this life become this dog. It's very, very dangerous. That's my suggestion. And immediately he left. He left the palace and went away. And then they find out where is the dog went. And he went to Saraju and he kept fasting till death. Without Anna and water, Anna Jal, he died. He fasted till death. He said, this is the way to achieve the higher destiny. So he took breath and left his body. So that story is there in Valmiki Ramayana in Uttarakhand. So by that we can see what is the position of a strict dog loitering in the street. They are trying their best, but they are getting so much heavy punishment. I saw somewhere somebody throw some hot water in the dog. All this place totally burnt, the skin went away. Severely suffering. See? We are so cruel, we don't know the dog what he can do. Lord has made him a dog, so he cannot make anything. He is just trying his best to pacify. So dog's nature is to run and search for a master, move around his tail and try, please accept me, please accept me, give something to me. Sometimes dogs are very faithful also. Yes, dogs are very faithful. But human beings are so cruel, they cannot understand the faithfulness of the dog. They will treat him as a dog. Though sometimes it is said the dogs are the most degraded animal. Prabhupada also told like that. Because they are mistreated, Tulsi Devi and all that. They are dog. What? They are dog by nature, what to say? So, Prabhupada is in his purport, he is saying, so, that is Narada Muni's suggestion also, that all these illusion living entity, according to our guna and karma, they are compared to a street dog, Dina Saramaya. So if at all of us become to a live like a dog's life, then better to have a dog life like a dog of a devotee. That is the best choice, to become a dog like a devotee. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur's prayer is like that, the famous bhajan in Gotrupta Varana Saranagati. Sarvasva tumara charane sampiya padichi tumara ghare, tumi to thakura tumara kukura boliya janaha more. Now that I have surrendered all I possess, I fall prostrate before your house. You are the Supreme Lord. Kindly consider me your household dog. So this is, you are applying to, please accept me as your dog. Bandhiya nikate amare paibe, rahiva tumara dware, patita janare asite nadiva, rakhiva gadera pare. Chain me nearby and maintain me as you will. I shall remain at the doorstep and allow no enemies to enter your house. I will keep them at the outside of the boundary. Patita janare asite nadiva, rakhiva gadera dware. So I will do exactly like a dog's duty. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling, so please accept me as a household dog. Please chain me in the front gate. So if some your person, Tava Nija Jana, when they are coming, I will allow them, welcome them. But when some inimical person will come, I will chase them away. I cannot allow them inside. And whatever my, what regarding my food, so Bhaktivinoda Thakur, okay, I will be your household dog. So when the devotees, your devotees, your friends, they will eat something, and the remnants, that is my feast. I will eat this with ecstasy. I will eat this. Tava nija jana prasada sabiya uchishta rakhive jaha amara bhojana parama anande prati dina habetaha. Every day I will eat only remnants. Yes, God, dog will be happy. Basiya suya tumara charana chintiva satato ami chintite nachite nachite nikata jaiva jakhana dakiva tumi. While sitting, while lying down, I will constantly meditate on your lotus feet. Whenever you call, I will immediately run to you and dance in rapture. So that's dog's position. When a pet dog, whatever his name, if you take the name, immediately he will come to the master running, moving his tail and showing his how obedient he is, how faithful he is. Immediately he shows obedience because he is getting his deliberate. That's it. He is satisfied by that only. He doesn't need any other facility. He only wants his deliberate and he will become so faithful dog. So we should learn from a dog like that. We should become, in our life, he can become a faithful dog of a devotee. Then our life will be successful. We cannot become anything else. Actually, if we try to become a demigod, to become a big something, then this is failure. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is teaching us, if somehow or other, this is the greatest achievement, if somehow or other we can become a good household pet dog of a devotee of Krishna, then that is the real success of life. That is real successful life. You will serve him, you will become faithful to him, eat his remnants, and think of his lotus feet, and sit with him, sleep there, so that's it. So the real mystery of success of devotion is, if we can become dasa 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 dasanam dasattam dhime, if we can become a servant of servant of servant of servant. What kind of servant? A servant like a dog, not a servant like any other secretary or any other big post. No, the appropriate post of a servant is a dog post, a pet dog. Exactly. We should not have a prescribed place or seat, no, nothing like it. Just like dog, his place is outside the gate, there he will be chained, there he will sleep, there he will eat in a degraded, like that. That is his duty, that is his place, that is his prasad, everything. Exactly like that, we should aspire, we should think to become a pet dog of a devotee of a Lord. That is the real success of our devotion, devotional life. Hare Krishna. Sarvam Prabhu, any comment? Any question? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for a very nice class. Prabhuji, you said that the dog, he works very, very hard. He goes to this door, to that door, just to beg some food, ahar. And you compared it with people who study so hard and get this degree, that degree, and ultimately they are finding a job to serve some master and get some bread. And also, present day devotees in ISKCON also, almost 99% of the householders, they are also doing job under some master. So how can they be, what is your comment about that, and how can they be saved from this situation which is there?
Okay, I can only say that all, yes, many householders, they are becoming a servant in outside factories or somewhere. But okay, they can get something, but they should be a real dog of a real devotee. They will collect something and try to serve the real owner. They are the dog of the real owner, not this duplicate owner. They should understand that. Is it okay? Sarvam Prabhu, any comment on this?
Hare Krishna. Everybody, nobody wants to be dog. But Prabhupada said, everybody wants to be God. That is a problem. Therefore, it is better to be dog. Otherwise, you will always be on a wrong path. So this this verse, Prabhupada is also in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, he wrote, materialistic people are either dogs or pigs or the ashes. Only three things they have. Educated people are like a dogs going from street to street for work. The laborers are like the ashes working, always carrying the cloth but never getting even a small shard to wear. No donkey. Have you seen donkey wearing any cloth? Taking cloth, not wearing little bit. And pigs just enjoying sex, and that's all. That's why whole human life is animalistic propensity all around. So that's what Prabhupada has said. The sophisticated edition of the animal running on the four wheels in the cars is a sophisticated version of the animals. So they look like human beings, but their activities are less than dog. Dog is loyal at least to some extent, but these people are completely cunning and not loyal at all. So Haridas, Prabhupada's disciple, Prabhupada one was translating in Bombay, dogs were in the night making much noise. So it was his duty always to chase dogs. For 1 month, Prabhupada was there and translating, and he was chasing dogs. And then when Prabhupada was about to leave, then he went to the Prabhupada. He said, Prabhupada, now my service. He said, now you chase the two-legged dogs, which are troubling the temple. Prabhupada said, now your service is to chase the two-legged dogs, because many people were disturbing the temple. So in Prabhupada it appears that almost everybody is working, you know, for the food, working somehow. It is a doggish mentality. So as Prabhupada says, even our devotees, they are working somewhere. Well, there's a need. You have to work somewhere. Anyway, this is, if you are not a businessman, in olden days it was saying, Uttam Kheti, if you have land, you are better. Next is business. Neech Nokri, the service is the third class. There is the third. Uttam Kheti, Bharata Bepar, Neech Nokri, Bheek Mangna Bekar. The begging is the last and useless. So what Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati says, it's better to be a sweeper rather than a beggar. So the devotees, if they are working for somebody, and if they are earning and they are serving the presiding deity of their own service and the Vaishnavas for preaching, then they are really dog of Vaishnavas. No problem to be dog. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, if says we are ready to be dog of a Vaishnava, there's the highest award for a human being to be accepted as a dog of a Vaishnava. This is a greatest learned person like Bhakti Vinod Thakur is saying something. It means it has a meaning. There are dogs, really. There's one Padyatra dog which we have seen. He's traveling with Padra Gaur Nitai. Always in Mangal Arati, always in Bhagavatam class, only eat prasad. Never ever, in 1 month, more than 1 month, we never saw that dog even passing urinized stool in the area where we were living. And he was every day present there. So there are some dogs which... maybe a Buddha Mahant last time they learned a lesson and they are now a good devotee. And this was a wonderful dog with a Padyatra now. And they are saying, only Ekadashi, don't eat food you give. Only he observe Ekadashi. So some dogs are better than present people. But it is... even Yaksha become a dog and followed Yudhishthira Maharaj. So there is a description of dog somewhere. So proposal for us is to be dog of the Vaishnavas. Most of the devotees, they may not know, but for prasad, they are acting exactly like dog. They may not really notice it, but what they are doing... when there's a chance, they don't miss it. Vishnu Tumara Kukar is a good... it's better to say every day yourself that I'm the servant of... this is a good thing to repeat to Bhakti Vinod Thakur's. Krishna will save, really, if you want to be a servant of the Supreme Lord and his devotees, Krishna will save you from becoming servant of anybody else. We have personal experience of many devotees. It's not possible. Krishna will never leave you to be servant of any nonsense person. If you are sincere, then he will protect you. Hare Krishna.
Question? Okay.
One question, that should all the temple offices be outside the gate of the temple? All the temple offices should be outside of the gate of the temple? Because we mentioned all the managers have to be, it seems like being a dog, we have to be outside. And I was reflecting on it, that dog doesn't demand what kind of service he will render to the master. And Prabhupada has mentioned several times in the purports that we have to think we have been given a service by Krishna's arrangement, Srila Prabhupada's mercy. So even if it means to be head of a goshala or temple manager, and if I have to become a dog, that be Krishna's arrangement, instead of thinking what will happen according to my karma. I mean, I personally feel that is a mood of surrender we should have. Even I have to become a dog or lizard or whatever I have to be, but if Krishna has given me some abilities and I'm using for Krishna's service for the pleasure of Vaishnavas, let whatever happen may happen. Even I have to stay inside the temple and not outside the door or whatever like that.
We may think whatever, not but we are going to become a dog, either dog of Vaishnava or dog of street dog, either Paltu or Paltu, whatever.
That's what I'm saying, that I cannot take up a service or not take up a service thinking that this is higher and lower or anything like that. If the devotees ask us to do some, ask me, it's my personal opinion, ask me to do anything, just then I will be, should be ready to, I am ready to do that service. So that's, I think it's better to be fixed in that instead of thinking this service will make me a dog and that the service will, then I'm seeing a distinction in that.
No, the story given in Ramayana, not because of we should not do any service, to make us extra careful, extra cautious. Take it in this way. This is not my story. This is story given in Puran, to make us extra cautious and careful. We are ready to do any service, but we are becoming careless. Then what result we'll get, we should understand, meditate on it. Granthasya Bhagavat Mahapuran ki Samveda Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.